Saturday, November 18th, 2006, Minnesota Wild versus Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game, number 20.
Volski, quick passing for Stamkos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hayduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas
Welcome
net right
to
now.
Habscast episode number 32 for today's game against the Minnesota Wild. The Wild are 8-1, well, now 8-1-1 at home, and have the number one penalty kill in the NHL. They were also handed their first overtime shootout loss today that they've had all season, and they have gone 5-5 before today. The Wild are also the number one team in the Northwest Conference. The Avs beat the Wild 2-1 in the shootout with Sakic's first shootout goal of his career being the game winner. The Avs are now 9-2-2, trailing the division leading Wild by only 5 points, and we are tied in third place in the division with the Calgary Flames. When we return, we'll have the first period under review.
This one's going out to the fabulous Flames.
The first period was a pretty good one for the Avs, who once again, and for the sixth time in a row, scored the first goal of the game. But keep in mind, four out of the last five times we lost by one goal. Joe Sakic got the first goal of the game with 13 minutes left in the period. He scored when there was about five people all around the goalie, obviously, that were blinding him, and then he just took a shot with an open net and scored. That was probably one of the more easy goals I've seen anyone on the Avs get, but nonetheless a goal. The Wild had a few good chances, but they only had five shots. But then, once again, the Avs only had six. The Avs went into the locker room with a 1-0 lead against the Wild, and it would remain that way for more than one period. When we return, we will have the second period under review.
Her life gets better, she bred. Her man goes out of his head. Like birds of a feather, so we bled. Let's go together, and she said. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. What's with the attitude? And she said it's alright.
The second period was dominated by the Avs, who outshot the Wild by almost a 2-1 ratio. 17-9 to be exact. The Avs had two amazing chances, but they were stopped by amazing saves. Not to mention the three or four great chances the Wild have that were stopped by Peter Budaj. The Avs left the period with the 1-0 lead. When we return, we will have the third period under review.
Said, have you heard this sound? I think I've heard this one. It's totally underground. I wouldn't let her go then. She wouldn't let me go. Just ask the neighbors.
The rest of this section, unlike the usual podcast, will include the overtime period and the shootout. The third period was action-packed. Although the Avs shots were low, with only 9 compared to Minnesota's 13, one of which was a game-tying goal. The goal came from Koivu, who shot a bullet from the blue line, which was then deflected in. The game was forced into overtime, with a score of 1-1, which the Wilds are veterans at. Each team only got two shots, which forced the game into the shootout. The shootout started with rookie Wojtek Wolski, which shows how confident the Avs are with his skill, and it was well-deserved because he scored to give the Avs a one-goal lead in the shootout. The next goal came from Koivu, who also scored the game-tying goal. Joe Sakic went out to finish the game, and he did, with an amazing top-shelf goal. Sakic got the only two goals that were counted on the score sheet to give the Avs a 2-1 win. When we return, we will have the regular housekeeping. Version 1.1 of the Avscast widget is live and available for download on the Avscast site or on Apple widgets. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. As I mentioned in the last few podcasts, you can get NHL on Google Video. It doesn't cost anything right now, but I think it will eventually. I've seen that trend on Google Video where most of the shows you'll see on TV do cost money. The site is video.google.com/NHL.html. If you didn't get that, then just look in the album artwork where there's a link. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a great time.
Now let's practice using your satire.